This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sent the European Union an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second letter that was signed that said asking for the delay was a mistake. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, Johnson's action came after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement for Brexit.
British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The battle over Brexit also spilled onto the streets of London, where tens of thousands had gathered to demand a new referendum.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they do not withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur.
He said, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute the 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, a Kurdish official said that Turkey was not abiding by the U.S.-brokered ceasefire, and continued shelling and airstrikes had killed 17 people in the past 2 days. Turkey did agree to pause its offensive for 5 days while Kurdish fighters withdrew. This is VOA News. At a rally in New York Saturday, Bernie Sanders said that he's back following a heart attack and emergency surgery that took him off the presidential campaign trail. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
I am back!
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
Hong Kong anti-government activists are asking citizens to join their protests Sunday, even though they risk arrest if they do. The protesters held a rally and prayer service Saturday night to call for international help for their cause. Police have not approved Sunday's protest, saying it was a risk to public order. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis has extended into a fifth month. Protesters are trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent investigation of alleged police brutality. The protests started in June over a now deactivated law that would send defendants in Hong Kong to mainland China for prosecution. There was a heavy police presence in central Barcelona on Saturday following a night of urban unrest. Riot police patrolled Orquinana Square, where demonstrators first gathered on Saturday. Police hit protesters with batons to regroup them. There was a heavy police presence in front of the Catalan's regional high court. Demonstrators gathered in different parts of the city on the sixth day of protests against Spain's Supreme Court sentence over 9 separatist leaders who staged a banned referendum on independence in 2017. The general in charge of security in Santiago, Chile, announced a nighttime curfew after violent protests over subway fees. Soldiers patrolled the city streets Saturday as part of a state of emergency declared by that country's president in response to student-led protests that paralyzed the city. Protesters burned several subway stations and damaged dozens of others, and some set fire to a high-rise energy company building. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.